Here's a brief but annoying message to let you know that you could have first heard this episode 9 months ago if you were a subscriber to our Iron Filing Society Patreon offering.
For the price of a pint and a St. Clement's each month, you can get up to 4 episodes a week, 9 months before the rest of the world gets them. Early access to regular episodes, lots of other marvellous benefits, and there's absolutely no adverts or brief but annoying messages like this that'll get right on your tits.
Find out more and subscribe now at tftimemachine.com/ironfilings.
Here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go, this is it.
This is Top Flight Doom Machine. I am Andy Hotbody Dawson, pow, pow, pow.
I'm Sam Nifty Delaney, so what?
Welcome along. It's the welcome return of the Top Flight Tune Machine Strand. We haven't done one for a few weeks, and the pop blob, as a result, has been fairly redundant, sitting in the corner of my bedroom. It looks pretty sad, to be honest. It's been depressed. It sleeps most of the day.
Has it gone dry? Is it looking dry?
I've got the moisturising system there. It still gets moisturised, but it doesn't go on its wheel as much as it used to.
Oh.
It doesn't exercise as much as it used to.
That's a shame.
It kind of lies around in its own shit quite a bit.
Crikey.
Which is not a good sign, but hopefully today things will pick up because we've got a new chart for it to announce that it's randomly chosen for us. I'll just go over and ask it now which one it is that we're doing.
Eleventh of March, 1984.
Oh, sounded sad, didn't it?
Yeah, it does sound sad. I feel bad for him. What are you feeling?
I might take it downstairs.
Sometimes with my dog, sometimes if you change his diet, her diet even slightly, that can have an effect on her mood and her health. Have you changed the diet of the blob recently?
No, it doesn't eat. It's just self-perpetuating.
Maybe she gets some...
As long as it's moisturised, that's...
Maybe you should get it some chews, just as a treat.
I might take it downstairs and let it watch telly tonight, because it's just always stuck up here on its own in the corner.
Let it watch Bullseye with you tonight.
Yeah, I'll do that, probably. That might help.
It'll like that.
Anyway, fuck it, it's only a blob. So, yeah, we've got a chart, 11th of... It's in March, 1984. Great year, 1984. One of our favourite years of all time.
It's the best year for pop, I think.
I think it probably was.
Best year to be a kid. I was nine years old. Pop music, sensational. Incredible movies came out that year as well. It was wonderful times.
It was a great time to be alive, but of course overshadowed by the threat of nuclear war at all times.
Thrilling. It was thrilling, wasn't it? Oh, I'm wondering if we'll die today.
Give me a reason to get
Well, who cares? I'm just going to dance this new pop bopper that I bought from Smiths.
I think when it does happen, it will sound like Two Tribes.
Yeah, exactly. It made you more mindful. I think the threat of nuclear Armageddon.
I think there's something in it. There's someone the other day was talking about a tweet where somebody had said that people in their late 20s are having an existential crisis because they've lived through the pandemic and everything that was attached to that, and now they've missed out on key years. But this person had highlighted, said, well, you know, everybody in their mid 20s goes through an existential crisis. And I think we talked about this the other week.
I think the 20s are shit. When I look back on my life, in some ways I think the 20s were my worst bit. Now if you look back on it like a TV show, what was the best bit? 1984 and Euro 96. What was the worst bit? My 20s.
Me 20s.
Yeah,
it is. Anyway, let's not fucking dwell on that too much. We'll go back to it. We'll look at the top 40 and do the top 40 rundown for you now then. Here we go. Here's your top 40 rundown. And standing still at number 40. And I tell you what, if she was standing still next to me, I'd be all of a quiver. It's Tina Turner. And she says, help. Well, Tina, I'll help you with anything you've got. Whether it's a problem with changing a tyre or just stroking your hair.
What wonderful hair it is too, mate. At number 39, Stinking Miserablists, The Smiths. ask what difference it make. Well, it makes a bloody big difference to me if you stink out my bloody studio by coming in here and playing your caterwauling cacophony. Get stuck, the Smiths. If you hate life so much, why don't you go and live in fucking Sweden?
Down nine places at number 38, it's Henry Mancini, and he's got his orchestra with him again. This time they're pumping out the main theme from the Thornbirds. My ex-wife enjoyed watching that series. I found it appalling. Kissing television, I describe it as. And it's one of the reasons why we're no longer, well, temporarily, I suppose, separated.
As you know, I tried to visit my mum in her home, her care home, fairly regularly. Every Thursday I go over there and I take over some chips, and I can tell you it's a particularly cheap care home. I pay for it, so I know. But I think the care is of a perfectly adequate level. I go and spend some time there, and she loves to watch shows. She loves to watch the Thornbirds. I put it on, and she was always a big fan of Richard Chamberlain, who, of course, plays a sexy priest in this show. And whenever he comes on screen, she can't talk, of course. She can barely move. But her left foot begins to gyrate almost manically whenever he appears on screen. And she'll begin to dribble only slightly chewed chip down her chin. It's a frightful sight, but I know she's enjoying herself. And I enjoy it too. There's a sexy lady in it as well who I find arousing, although it's uncomfortable being with my wife, with my mother, who is quite grotesque these days, I have to admit.
Embarrassing. Within the confines of a care home.
Even in that context, she's the least attractive old woman. And I feel I can say that objectively. I've looked at the other old women, and none of them are oil paintings, but my mother, Jesus Christ.
There's always two or three who've got something about them, still got a twinkle in their eye, you know what I mean?
My mother's eyes are very roomy, mate. Do you know what I mean? Like they're kind of, they've almost gone milky.
I was going to say milky, yeah.
Lucky for me, I've always been uncomfortable since childhood looking at directly in the eye either way, so it's not such a problem. It's her moustache that bothers me the most. But anyway, that's the Thornbirds, a great show to watch with your mother.
And I suppose you could your visits to her could be less often these days because she barely remembers you've been.
That's right.
I suppose.
Sometimes,
once every 6 weeks.
What I do is I visit her for about 15 minutes, and then inevitably I become bored and sickened. So I kiss her goodbye, I leave, and then I stand outside the door for 30 seconds, and I change my T-shirt. I bring a spare in a bag, and I walk back into the room and say, "Hi, Mum, I've come to visit you again." And she might say, "Well, it feels like only today you were here." And I tell her that it was, in fact, a week ago that I last visited. And she notices I'm wearing a different T-shirt. She believes me. And I'll do that three or four times with three or four T-shirt changes. And so effectively, in the space of 1 hour, I can tick off four separate weekly visits, mate.
It's making it a monthly trip. Brilliant. Yeah. Good logistics. Down three places at number 36 this week. No, it's not. I've missed one out. What are we looking at? It was actually me who did the Thornbirds. It's your turn at 37.
Number 37. Catch a Goo Goo with the Lion's Mouth. I tell you what, that lead singer looks not unlike a sort of a slightly starved lion who hasn't caught any prey for a while. He's suddenly got the mane prancing about on the Top of the Pop stage last week. I found him a confusing sight.
Yeah, they're very... Well, of course, well, it depends who you're talking about, because the current singer, they kicked out the original singer.
He's had to go sideline.
Being over boisterous, and now it's that one that stands at the side who's got all the bits of wood in his hair.
He's got hair.
He's in charge now.
Not unlike that of the wonderful and fragrant Floella Benjamin. But he is a white man, and I don't like it.
Yep. It's ethnically insensitive, I believe.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to ban them just yet because there could be far worse in this chart as we proceed through it.
A song about lion's mouth. Something that I find fascinating, the interior of a lion's mouth. I don't know how much detail they give on the dental layout, but it's something that I'll be listening to and trying to find out more about.
I wonder if you could buy one from
a lion's channels
by a lion's head with the mouth prized open, so you can examine it yourself.
I would be a lovely thing to have on the sideboard. Cheaper and more unique, just the mouth itself, the jaw, teeth, tongue, and perhaps tonsils, and I could mount that on my wall.
I'll get in touch with my local bushmeat provider, see if he can point me in the direction of...
Oh, you love your bushmeat. Always have done.
Not going to change. Society might be changing, but I'm not. Down three places at number 36. Speaking of bushmeat, it's the Fraggles. And they're singing the Fraggle rock theme. Best of luck to them, but of course, as we know, they're not real.
They're puppets, and I find them inappropriately subversive, just like their cousins on Sesame Street, which I deem to be a corrupted influence on our children, and I would never let my children watch it. I think it's disgusting. It celebrates work-shy vagrants living in dustbins and eating biscuits, and there's also a couple of male characters who share a bed, which I also find obscene. I believe these Fraggles
of there, mate.
Are made by the same bunch of leftists, and I'm fully against it. At number 35, someone else I'm fully against on a political stance, but feeling quite positive about sexually, this young lass called Madonna, all the way from New York City, singing about her holiday.
I'd love to go on a holiday with Madonna, but it wouldn't be one of the 18 to 30 types that I think she'd probably go on. I'd like to take her to a villa where I could let her lounge around the pool all day while I stood indoors and examined her from the window.
I would love to take Madonna. And Madonna, if you're listening, this is a genuine offer. I would love to take her on a canal holiday through the Norfolk Broads. I actually have a friend who will rent me out his barge for quite a reasonable mate's rates fee. And we could travel all across the wonderful Norfolk countryside. I'm a dab hand when it comes to the locks, and she'd be welcome just to lie on deck catching some sun. And if things get boring, it's often great fun. I've done this with some pals in the past. When you're on a barge going along a canal holiday, take some acid. When you get bored, I'm sure that's the sort of thing.
Just
a tiny bit of acid is fine.
Down six places at number 34 this week, it's Reflex. They put a hyphen in there, which seems needless, but whatever. They're singing about the politics of dancing.
Yeah.
That seems ridiculous. Yeah. Dancing isn't political. Dancing is one of the few things we've got left that isn't political these days. Everything else seems to be, whether it's clothes, shoes, holidays, whatever, but dancing is strictly apolitical, and that's the way it should stay. So fuck off, Reflex.
At number 33, it's those Nutty Boys, Madness, who've done a song about the wonderful thespian and, I'm not embarrassed to admit, close personal friend, Michael Caine.
Yep, he actually features on the song. It's far from a nutty funster song. It's actually a fucking dirge. But well done to them for getting him involved. Down 12 places at number 32, Cyndi Lauper is singing that girls just want to have fun. Well, once you've finished cooking the tea, doing the dishes, and dealing with all the embroidery that's needed to be done within the family home, then you can have some fun. You can watch Coronation Street.
I always say to my wife and my daughters, fun's fine for a woman, but schedule it in. Schedule it in. You can't be spontaneous with your fun like men can. You've got a lot of responsibilities around the house. Simply schedule it in, perhaps for half an hour a week with your pals. And then you can have your fun. This song, I've seen the video, and it seems to endorse some kind of late night spontaneous fun that I feel is wholly inappropriate. Certainly in this country, I don't know what the situation is in America. Cyndi Lauper, of course, very bohemian type of woman. 31.
And if you're scheduling your fun, ladies, don't forget to miss out the 2 or 3 weeks where you're suffering from your women's troubles.
No point.
You need to spend your time in the shed.
I'll
spend my time in the shed.
It'll be messy, and it often gets quite aggressive too, from my
experience. That's not going to be fun for anybody.
Number 31, it's Carmel with a song called More, More, More. Less, Less, Less. Thank you very much. less of this crap.
Up Thy Places at number 30, it's Africa Bambaataa and the Soul Sonic Force. They're claiming to be the Renegades of Funk. I don't know what that means, but keep it away from me and my family.
29, Down in the Subway from Soft Cell. Yeah, well, we know the sort of things that those chaps would like to get up to down in the subway. That's why I never take public transport. I always take a BBC car.
Yep, it's not for public consumption. And using the word consumption around the singer of Soft Cell can throw up some very interesting rumours. But we'll move on from that. Down 12 places, number 28, it is the Gods of Rock. And that's, of course, none other than Queen. And they're singing Radio Gaga, which I believe is about Yuri Gagarin, the Russian space pioneer. His nickname was Gaga. And he took a radio up into space to entertain himself, only to find that there was nothing available because of the height he had ascended to.
He couldn't even get the fucking shipping forecast.
Couldn't get the world service. Nothing.
Jesus Christ.
And Radio Luxembourg. Well, complete waste of fucking time.
What more evidence do we need that space is pointless and a waste of taxpayers' money? Number 27, more leftists, the Style Council. They're anything like my fucking council. They'll be wasteful, indulgent, and extravagant in the extreme, and give half their fucking budget to lesbian, Rastafarian, single mother organisations, when it should be going on paving stones and bins. My ever-changing moods. I tell you what, my moods are fucking changing towards these cunts, and they're only going in one direction. Aggression.
Jalapeño. Jalapeño.
This seems to be a riposte to the politics of dancing at number 26. It's Huang Chung. They're going up 8 places with a song called Dance Hall Days, which, of course, harks back to the time when you could go to the dance hall on a Saturday night, choose the woman of your choice, and then hopefully finger her somewhere in the back of your car, or maybe in an outdoor location.
Yeah. More crap. More crap that the socialists have outlawed. Hopefully Mrs. Yep. Thatcher, if she wins a third term, I've heard rumours that she will be passing new legislation in which she opens up fingering once again.
Bring back fingering, say the Tories.
But it will be privatised, so we won't have it controlled by the finger union barons, who, of course, ruined it for everyone in the 70s. Break My Stride by someone called Matthew Wilder is at number 25.
Yeah, fuck that. Up 8 places at number 24 is the lovely, fragrant comedienne and songstress Tracy Ullman. She's singing My Guy. Well, Ms. Ullman, I'm currently separated from my third wife, and if you'd like me to be your guy, I'd like to be your guy.
I think there could be a position opening up for your fourth future ex-wife sometime soon. Tracy Ullman, you are welcome to apply.
She wears trousers quite a lot, but I'm sure I could dissuade her from that. I'm sure there's a great set of pins under there.
You could soon get her out of those, mate. But if you're not interested in marrying and you just want something a little bit more casual, I am currently married, but I'm willing to have some sort of affair conducted in a mid-price hotel in the Surrey Hills.
Enough of that. I saw her first.
Just saying, mate. Different men, different situations, different tastes. It's what makes Britain great. It's a melting pot. 23, Matt Bianco. Get out of your lazy bed. Message there to the millions of dull scum scroungers who are bringing Mrs. Thatcher's wonderful economic revolution to its knees. Well said, Matt Bianco. And to any of you listening, get the fuck out of bed, get on your bike and find work. Yes, your fucking coal mine, your precious coal mine might have been shut down, but there's bound to be work somewhere if you just fucking look for it and get out of bed.
I've heard there's work in Carlisle. Go there. Up 16 places at number 22 this week, Bananarama. They say that Robert De Niro's waiting. Well, if he is, I'm not going to compete with him. I know my limits.
Saw that film, Taxi Driver. A lot of people going on about Martin Scorsese, the Italian-sounding film director. Robert De Niro stars in it. I've never seen such a load of boring fucking crap in my life. He's got a gun, but he barely uses it for most of the film. He's just a fucking taxi driver driving around saying things. It's absolutely fucking shit. Give me Disney's The Black Hole any day of the week.
The only action scene in this is when he shaves his fucking head.
If I want to see that, I'll go to the Greek barber on my local high street. Right, 21, Shannon, let the music play. Yeah, well, it will play once we stop fucking talking. But we've got new contracts where we get paid by the word. That's why we're stretching this out.
The chart rundown could stretch to two episodes for the very first time. Up 17 places at number 20, it's Sade, which I believe is short for Sadie. An old-fashioned lady's name, but she's a very modern woman. She's got her hair tied right back.
Very tightly tied.
Very, very tightly. And she's got very distinguished features.
Full red lips.
She looks a little bit like an alien, but I'm into that.
Yeah, well, I can't be the only one who found E.T. Strangely attractive when he dressed up as a woman at one point and put some lipstick on and a flowery hat.
It was the way that he walked for me.
Because he had a wiggle in his little alien arse and that
and a little tush.
Something switched on inside of me, and ever since I've really been looking out for alien-type women.
Ideally under 3 feet in height.
I'll admit to you and anyone listening, I have masturbated over E.T. Numerous times. That particular scene where E.T. puts on the lipstick is I think it's healthy to masturbate over a variety of different fantasies and images.
All part of the different flavours of the love buffet.
Quite right, mate. And I see Britain in 1984 as an all-inclusive holiday resort.
It's the swinging 60s all over again.
At number 19, it's the Thompson twins with Dr. Doctor. Went to see my doctor the other day. I said to him, Doctor, I'm wanking incessantly over the Steven Spielberg film E.T. Do you think I need some sort of tablet to get my head straight? He said, don't worry about it, mate. Look at you. You're a big success. You must be doing something right. Crack on.
So that's all I've done.
Stick with it. See where it goes.
At number 18, up 3 places, it's one of those modern alternative comedians who just shout and swear and spit. On the stage, it's Alexi Sale, and his song, if you can call it a song, is called Hello, John, Got a New Motor, and it's fucking awful.
Yeah, a disgusting band, another leftist, another subversive. Banned them from the charts. It's not for us to. I know you do usually ban at least one artist, but I would say leave this to the government. Let them show the balls. These people are trying to undo all the great work Mrs. Thatcher have done with their absurd brand of comedy, if you can call it that. Number 17, another comedian, To Be or Not To Be, the Hitler rap from Mel Brooks. Well, yep, I do think it's about time someone did write a rap song about the Führer, yep, just to redress some of the lies that I believe were told about his time at the top.
It feels as though the moratorium is over, and it's fine to talk about Hitler again and some of his more moderate ideas.
Yeah, he made some mistakes, some errors of judgment.
He did.
Who of us can say that we haven't? But he also had some pretty strong ideas that I still think are legitimate in today's world. So God bless Mel Brooks for expressing that in this rap, which I haven't heard, but I assume is entirely positive.
He made the trains run on time. You can only salute that, can't you? Down 3 places at number 16, Hot Chocolate are back in the charts again with I Gave You My Heart, brackets, didn't I? But just in case the recipient of that message wasn't sure. Or maybe Hot Chocolate himself, Yul Brynner, isn't sure that he gave his heart and he's asking for some confirmation.
Slightly passive-aggressive. I gave you my heart. Didn't I? Maybe you see it differently. Well, tell me how you see
Judith.
It.
Because
the way that I see it is I gave you my heart. But the way you've been acting, I can only assume you don't think that I did give you my heart because you've been wandering around playing with other hearts. I'll notice as well, he left off the question mark from didn't I, so he's doing it as a statement. very peculiar.
Yeah.
I hate some titles that are grammatically sloppy. Number 15, Breaking Down. More Paul Grabber. No G on the end of breaking, just an apostrophe. Clearly Americans. This is by Julia and Company.
Down seven places at number 14, it's Slardy. The mod rockers of the 1970s with their big top hats and metal boots. They're back again. I didn't like them then. I like them even less now. They're singing Run, Run Away. Well, be my fucking guest, Slardy.
What Do I Do is at number 13, a song by Phil Fearon and Galaxy. I tell you what you can do. Fuck off out of this chart with your miserable nonsense.
Standing still at number 12, it's Howard Jones. He's the guy who hangs around with that little bald fella who's covered in chains. And they're together and they're playing hide and seek by the looks of it, because that's the title of this one. If Howard Jones were to hide, I would not seek him in a million fucking years. I'd leave him to rot.
The silly cunt came in the Top of the Pop studio the other week and we told him to hide, didn't we? Is that we told him it was a little joke we were going to do to intro his song. The fucker was hid in a fucking stationery cupboard here at the BBC for 8 hours before he realised we weren't coming to seek him out. Fucking desperate and pathetic, some of these pop stars. And number 11, It's Raining Men, claimed the Weather Girls. Completely impossible, well, absurd notion. A yeah. Couple of big glasses, though.
Well, we all like a big glass now and again. Up one place at number 10, it's Richard Hartley and the Michael Reed Orchestra. This doesn't feel like pop music to me, but it's at number 10, and it's the music of Torvill and Dean, and it's an EP. Basically, they've taken some old classical music that a couple of fucking Tories have been skating around on ice, hoovering up medals to, and they've put it out on a single. It's opportunist. It's shit. And if they put it on Top of the Pops, I will fucking walk out.
At number 9, Rockwell claims Somebody's Watching Me. I know the feeling, Rockwell. My ex-wife hired a private detective to monitor me over a period of weeks in which I was having a sexual affair with one of her closest friends, also one of our daughter's teachers at the local primary school. I sensed the whole time I was being watched, and in the end, when it came to the divorce, there was the photographic evidence to prove it. Some of it fairly graphic. Some of it on long lens photography into the hotel room where I was having these romantic trips. And I have to admit that even in court, seeing my bare ass go at it, I became aroused, which is probably what distracted me from putting together a lucid defence. That's why I lost the house.
Well, at number 8 in the charts is the defence that you did eventually put forward, which is Billy Joel's song, I Am an Innocent Man. Of course, the huge dossier of evidence that was put forward proved conclusively that you were far from innocent.
Yeah.
I've got to say, I take no glory in it. I take no enjoyment or pride in what happened to you. It was your downfall. It was your, you brought it on yourself.
Financially, I'll never recover. Emotionally, no. I have bounced back from it, I admit. I put all feelings of guilt behind me. I think I did nothing wrong, and I stand by that. But in the eyes of the law, I did. That's why I don't have access to my kids, and I lost my house. But the law is an ass, quite clearly. And I maintain, in the words of Mr. Joel, I am an innocent man. God will be my judge.
Life's a roller coaster at the end of the day.
Number seven, Jump by Van Halen. Of course, that was something I was thinking of doing off of Beachy Head in the aftermath of that court case, but I bounced back since then. It was a moment of madness.
And what you did instead was the number 6 song, Relax.
Yeah.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
I actually heard that come on the radio in my car on my way to Beachy Head, and it seemed to be a message telling me, hey, don't jump. Instead, just relax. And I thought, what a lovely, wonderful message. And it really calmed me down. And I didn't end up trying to take my life. But I've been disappointed to learn since then that the song is, in fact, about anal bumming. And I felt cheated. I did feel cheated. I felt that I was talked out of suicide by a man singing about anal bumming techniques.
Well, you're still with us, and that's the main thing.
Yeah. Hello, says Lionel Richie at number 5. Hopefully I'll be saying goodbye sooner rather than later.
Yeah. Great video, though. It's shown that the blind community can get involved in sculpture as well.
Yeah.
And it's great to see. Number four, standing still, is Nick Kershaw, who is the Howard Jones It's Okay to Like. He's only 4'11", but he's full of tunes, full of melody, full of fun. And his song's called Wouldn't It Be Good? And why not?
It would be more than good, Nick. It would be great. At number three, Break Machine by an outfit called Straight Dance. These are these people from America who call themselves break dancers. It's not any dancing that you or I would recognise. The foxtrot, the waltz, the Lindy Hop. No, these guys are usually from the African-American community, and they kind of roll around on the floor. They call it dancing. To me, it's just the actions of a toddler who's accidentally drunk some communion wine.
Yep. And I don't want this to come across as racist, but three words. Break Machine, I ban thee!
Well done, mate. And I don't think anyone can accuse you of doing that out of racism. It's because of a belief in proper dance methods.
Proper dancing, definitely not racism. It's, they're banned. Number two, standing still, is Joanna by Kool and the Gang. Again, more gang violence entering the charts, and I won't stand for it. But there it is. I've already banned someone. You can't ban twice.
Number one, a lovely woman from Germany, a much maligned country. She's doing so much to rebuild the reputation of those wonderfully efficient Teutonic people. This is a song, I believe, about nuclear global destruction, which I think is a wonderful subject for us all to engage with. She doesn't shave her armpits, mate. We saw that in a recent television appearance. It was quite a surprise when she raised her arms and revealed that she was fully hairy under there. But I
can only assume it was accidental.
Show them off. Or maybe this is the sort of thing that's deemed acceptable on the continent, but I haven't felt that sexually confused since the last time I was banging one out to E.T.
What was that, the anal bombing song that saved your life? It's been a complicated month
this
for you.
This chart is a depiction of the sexual roller coaster my brain and genitals have been on over the last few months.
So there you go. That's your chart. That's your top 40. Take it or leave it. And we're going to leave it because we've run out of time. But we will start assessing these songs in this chart next week. So join us for that, won't you? Thank you very much and goodbye.
Goodbye.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code Program.